Hello children, in this session the poem number 5, A Legend of the Northland, will be continued. In the previous session or in the module number 1, we had discussed 8 stanzas of the poem. But before the 9th stanza, I would like to recollect the introduction and the summary of the poem. This, you know that this story is of the Northland area, the area which is near the North Pole. This exact place is not specified, but Northland means the area in the northernmost part of the earth, that is near the North Pole. Legend means a historical story, one which is very old and has been passed on from generation to generation. The poem is a legend about an old lady who angered Saint Peter because of her greed. The story goes on like this. One day, Saint Peter was preaching around the world and reached the door of a cottage where this woman lived. She was making cakes and baking them on a hearth. Saint Peter was fainting with hunger. He asked the lady to give him a piece of cake. The cake that she was baking then appeared to be too big, so she did not give him that, and instead she baked another smaller one. That also appeared to be big, so she did not give him that also. The second time, she baked yet another smaller cake, but found it too big to give away. In the third attempt, she took an extremely little scrap of dough and rolled it flat. Now, the ninth stanza we will discuss. Stanza number 9. Then she took a tiny scrap of dough and rolled it flat and baked it thin as a wafer. But she couldn't part with that. The third time, she took a very small amount of dough and rolled it. What is it here? The dough. The poet says that she rolled and rolled to lay emphasis on the fact that she rolled the dough and made it very thin like a wafer and baked it. But she was so greedy that she couldn't give that thin piece of bread to the saint. Stanza number 10. For she said, "My cakes that seem too small when I eat of them myself are yet too large to give away." So she put them on the shelf. The woman reasoned that when she ate the cakes, she felt that they were very small, but if she had to give them to someone, she felt that they were too big to be given away. She put all the cakes on the shelf to her kitchen and she did not give any cake to Saint Peter. Then good Saint Peter grew angry. That made Saint Peter very angry. He was already hungry, tired. He demanded a piece of bread to the old lady, but the old lady was very greedy. So I am going to read the stanza number 11. Then good Saint Peter grew angry, for he was hungry and faint, and surely such a woman was enough to provoke a saint. Provoke means to make angry. Saint Peter became angry. What was the reason, do you know? Because the old lady did not give bread to hungry saint. He was very hungry. He was feeling very weak, and the selfish woman was not ready to give him even a small cake. This behavior of the greedy woman angered the saint. Stanza number 12. And he said, "You are far too selfish." Stanza number 12, I am reading, children. And he said, who is he here? The Saint Peter is he. You are far too selfish, because the woman was greedy and too selfish to dwell in a human form. You are not eligible to live in a human form. To have both food and shelter, God have provided you food and shelter and warmth. But you are not eligible for this. You have both food and shelter and fire to keep you warm. Saint Peter cursed the woman and said that she was very selfish. She did not deserve to live like a human being, because a true human being shares with needy persons. But that old lady was selfish and greedy. He added that God had given her food, shelter, and fire to keep warm. But she had become selfish for all the resources she had. She did not want to share them with anybody. So children, if you are a real human being, you should share your resources with the needy persons, needy people. But that lady did not share the bread with the Saint Peter. Though Saint Peter was very hungry, very tired. Stanza number 13. Now you shall bird as the bird do, and shall get your scanty food by boring and boring and boring all day in the hard dry wood. Because Saint Peter was very angry with the behavior of the lady, with the behavior of the greedy lady, Saint Peter cursed the woman. Cursed is the opposite of blessed. That hence she would become a bird, because she did not deserve the human form. You are not eligible for the human form. I am giving you curse, and my curse will turn you in a bird. She shall become a bird, and just like birds build their houses by boring into the wood and collect very little food by working hard the entire day. Similarly, she would also like other birds. The other birds look for their food in the dense forest by boring. The meaning of the boring is dig, because the woodpecker dig the stems of the hard trees and get its food. So similarly, she would also work hard in the dry wood all day and get little food and make a small place for herself to live. Because when God provided you the shelter, the warmth, and the food, you are not sharing with the needy person. So you don't deserve the human form. So Saint Peter finally cursed the old lady. Stanza number 14. Then up she went through the chimney in the form of the woodpecker. Now she had turned into a woodpecker bird. Stanza number 14. Listen, children. Then up she went through the chimney, never speaking a word, and out of the top flew a woodpecker. For she was changed to a bird. As soon as Saint Peter cursed the woman, she did not get a chance to speak for herself, because that very moment, immediately, she turned into a woodpecker bird, and she flew up to the roof through the chimney and flew out in the form of a bird. Saint Peter's curse had converted the woman into a bird because she did not deserve the human form. She angered Saint Peter. She was very greedy. She was very selfish. Stanza number 15. She had a scarlet cape on her head, and that was left the same. But all the rest of her clothes were burned black as a coal in the flame. When the woman turned into a bird, at that time, she was wearing a red colored cape on her head. This cape was there on this bird's head. This bird means on the woodpecker bird. Also, but the woman's remaining clothes had burned and turned black in color, because the color of the woodpecker is black, just like coal. Stanza number 16, last stanza. And every country schoolboy has seen her in the wood. Who is her here? The old lady in the form of a woodpecker bird, where she lives in the trees till this every day, boring and boring for food. Now, the old lady, the selfish lady, the greedy lady had converted into a bird, into a woodpecker bird. So people who live in the countryside means in the villages, in the rural areas, even the small children who go to school see this kind of bird in the woods. When the children go to the school, on the way, on the trees, they see this kind of bird. This kind of bird means the woodpecker bird. In the woods, it means in the jungles, because children pass through the jungles to reach the school from their houses. They see that she stays there all day. They means the children of the villages. They see that the bird stays there. Where? In the wood all day, and keeps on digging the wood with her beak. Children, you might have seen the woodpecker. Woodpeckers keep digging the trunk of the trees to find the food for them. So the children used to see the bird there all day and keeps on the digging the wood with her beak to collect her food. Whenever any child sees this kind of bird, then his elders tell him this story. They say that the bird used to be a woman earlier. She was very greedy, and so she was cursed by Saint Peter and turned into a bird. They get a teaching that they should not be greedy. So through that story of the woman, through that story of the converted woodpecker bird, the people, the children, got a teaching, got a lesson that they should not be greedy. And really, children, we should not be greedy and selfish. If God has made us capable, God has given us the resources like the enough food, the shelter, we should share these resources with the needy people. We should help the poor people, because the old lady was capable to help Saint Peter, but she was greedy and she did not help Saint Peter. So what happened? The result was in front of us. Saint Peter converted her into a woodpecker bird. Okay, so this was the story, children. Now we will discuss the worksheet based on this module number 2. These questions are based on the module number 2. Write the answers of the following questions. Why did the woman bake a little cake? Question number B. What happened to the cakes the woman baked for Saint Peter? Question number C. And surely such a woman was enough to provoke a saint. Who was the lady and how did she provoke the saint? Question number D. Why did Saint Peter curse the woman? What did he turn her into? Question number E. Describe the theme of the poem A Legend of the Northland. Now, question number 2. Read the following extract and answer the questions. Okay, these types of questions you have in your exams in the 9th standard. Then she took a tiny scrap of duff and rolled it flat and baked it thin as a wafer, but she couldn't part with that. So these are the questions based on this extract. What did the woman do with the tiny scrap of duff? Question number B. Did she give the cake to Saint Peter? Question number C. Who is she in the extract? Question number D. Find out the example of simile in the extract. Okay, children, please write the answers in your notebook and wait for my instructions. Thank you. Thank you very much.